closed up. So that had an effect on the shop owners there. I mean, they still stayed in business, but just less traffic, you know. But they hung in there, you know. And there was still some development in the community, but the development is from within. In other words, let's say this guy had a restaurant, then he would open up a pool hall one block away, okay? And so the development was from within, okay? Or let's say this guy used to be a waiter at this restaurant, now he opened his own restaurant two blocks from that one. So it's all from within, okay? And that's what I remember happening, okay? Because one of my friends, he used to go to these grocery stores to buy his stuff, and then he got some money, and then he opened his own grocery store. And so that went on for a while, for quite a while, And then when the subway got finished, when they opened up 7th Street, and by that time the convention center was up and running, and then we slowly started to see outside development, you know, people from outside coming in to open up this and that, and that's when that started to happen. And then, because I remember going to meetings, the CCBA meetings, saying, well, we want to make Chinatown a destination for, like, Disneyland, you know, to go to. I mean, I think even if they didn't have a meeting, it would still happen. Because, you know, the big corporation, they can see these things. They can, they have the ability to forecast this and go in there and put the money in and do whatever they got to do. So, to me, it's unstoppable.
Yeah.
It's the big fish eating up the little fish, you know. And some of the Chinese people who are getting up in age and who have businesses, want to say, well, I want to retire next year anyway. So they just sold, and, you know, that's what usually happens, you know.
Do you think that the developers sort of had, like, negative intentions? I know you did mention people closing down and moving out because they couldn't afford the new property taxes and rent. So do you think there was any, like, the developers knew that they wanted to get those shops out?
Of course. If they knew that this place would boom, I'm sure they knew that too. Yeah, how could you not know it? Yeah. Because if you have... you have the money to hire people to do the investigation, of course you know that, but you know, somebody got to get screwed in every situation, so yeah, better him than me, right? Yeah.
So I guess just along, have you seen any changes with, like, what's public versus what's private space? Like, I know you mentioned with the line dancing not being able to go down certain streets anymore, so even though they are private, even though they are technically public spaces, now they've become more... Have you seen this, like, privatization of the area?
Well, we only do it once a year, so I guess if we did it more often, I'm sure we would hear more static from somebody. But by it being only once a year, I haven't heard that yet. But I can envision that happening if we did it more often.
And then, so what would you categorize, like, the demographic of Chinatown now, if you could comment?
People who make a certain amount of money. It's about the money. People who make a certain amount of money. If you don't make it, you're not going to be here. Unless you're living in a condo with 20 people. But yeah.
So you say the neighborhood, I'm just trying to get a sense. So, like, the neighborhood's mostly become just a lot of businesses and... less residential than it once was.
Well, less family oriented, middle income to low income. It's all, upper middle class and above. If you were middle income or middle lower income, you just can't afford to live here. And plus the amenities, the shops do not cater to you. Because just to give an example, when I was coming up, no one would pay more than $1 for a cup of coffee. I mean, you pay $1, that's still a lot of money. 75 cents, 50 cents. Hey, brother, buddy, give me a quarter, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. You give him a quarter, he gets a cup of coffee. Now the quarter is just the taxes, you know?
Yeah.
But you see, what happened was the people who were here, they had a lifestyle. Like, I'm not going to pay no more than $1 for a cup of coffee. okay, well, that's not gonna work for the new developers.
Yeah.
I need to find some people who are willing to pay $5 for a cup of coffee, so I can charge $5 a cup of coffee. So let me figure out a way to get rid of these people so I can replace them with the $5 people. You know, and that's basically what's happening there. They redesigned the community. So the change came from, were implanted from the outside. They were not from within, like the residents improving themselves is from the outside, dropped in, as to bring outside money to come in to spend. So yeah, this is the way it goes. Yeah, we've been conquered again.
Gotcha. Well, that's it for me as well.
Okay.
I came in
with
a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for it. Could I
okay.
get your name?
Yeah, Raymond Wong, W-O-N-G. Yeah.
Email you and tell you.
It's
just for an academic paper I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's everywhere, you know? It's not change from within, it's change from inside and from the outside. And there were outside people, don't even live there. I mean, they do that everywhere, all over the world, I guess. They raise your prices and leave you there.
Well,
thank you. So okay, much. Good. Yeah. All right.
Well,
you got my email address?
No.
RW?
Yeah.
RW? Yep, Kung Fu,
K-U-N-G
up here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Oh, did you say at Gmail?
At AOL.
Oh, at AOL. Okay. Thank you.
So you should put, let's see, evolution or refit or, yeah, so what is the change about? It's not, I mean, everything changes, right?
Yeah.
Is it changes for you or is it been redesigned, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, so for the project, we're looking at like both historical examples and contemporary. So everything from, the neighborhood we're in Anacostia, which up until the 1950s was predominantly white, to a decade later being predominantly African American. We're looking at Shaw, we're looking at Columbia Heights, Mount Pleasant, and Adams Morgan, particularly in the Latino community.
Yeah.
So look at the history and the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So neighborhood change, yeah. I mean, there's different kinds of neighborhood change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so we're hoping to be able to capture a lot of that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Thank you.